Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is.
Diana.
It is episode 373.
I think so.
I think that's the series. Listen, whatever the title
Whatever
of
the
the
title
video
says is
said,
right. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
that's what it is. Cannot help you guys after that. This is the Jocelyn is Wireless and Oh My God, Diana Cast on So Many Things edition.
I got a bad case of the cast-on-itis. It's late
Oh yeah.
spring. I don't know what it is about late spring. I got a big case of
Every
the
year.
cast-on-itis, and it just like grabs me and will not let go.
Every
So
year.
prepare yourselves, settle in. We both have a bunch.
Oh, I made some puka tea. This is the peppermint licorice combo. I love it, but I need to put a caveat on here. If the only licorice you like is red licorice, you will not gonna like this.
That's a black licorice kind of a thing.
This is if you are a act I'm gonna say actual. That's it. I'm being opinionated. If you're a actual licorice fan, you will like different types of black licorice. Not all kinds of black licorice, but there will be different types of black because some people like it saltier, some people don't like it as salty. I like black licorice. I'm not a massive fan of the super salted black licorice, but I do enjoy what is to me a good black licorice. I also eat red licorice. It's fine. But like saying you like red licorice is like saying you like hummus.
I do like hummus. What,
You
it's
know,
bland? You
pick a generic food that like a lot of people eat. It's like saying you like mac and cheese, but you don't like the gourmet mac and cheese. Like pick it's such an intro thing to me. So I could be the
hummus
this
is
is
still an
great.
exotic food to my parents, okay? So
Just because exotic to your parents doesn't mean it's exotic. It just
oh
means
no,
your
I know.
parents still experiment. It's exotic to my parents too, but like a vast portion of the world knows what hummus is. It's fine. It's not new or exciting. The Spuka mint licorice tea definitely is a black licorice mint combo. I love it. But I like a black tea. Not a super salty black tea. A black tea. Super salty black licorice, but I do like black licorice. So I know it's not for everybody, but man, I need more. I need more. I also have like this eucalyptus blend, eucalyptus chamomile, I think, blend from Puka. Anyway,
Sorry,
also
it's such
really
a
good,
struggle.
but you need to like eucalyptus. Rumor mill says you're doing some blackstrap molasses this afternoon.
Indeed, I made myself, in fact, a big batch
Ooh, we
with like
committed.
2 tablespoons of blackstrap molasses. Because apparently I'm big into this now. It's just
That's
molasses and hot water, but I guess I need an injection of minerals today.
and sugar. It's sugar, guys. I mean,
It
it's
is
a
sugar.
rough, it's a rough, roughly processed sugar, but it is a sugar. It's a good sugar.
And
However,
a
that's
good late
another one.
afternoon coffee substitute.
That's another one where you gotta put that caveat where like you might enjoy molasses, but this does not mean you're gonna enjoy blackstrap molasses. It is a
It's
different
a
type of
whole different thing.
molasses. A whole different thing.
It took me a moment to warm up to it, but I like it
I
now.
like wine or beer, right? Like as a kid, you're like, ew. As an adult, you're like, yeah, no, this is good.
It's actually pretty good, yeah.
I sort of think of it that way. It's just not what you're expecting when you first start out. That's okay. All
That's
right,
the day you first like broccoli. Don't know.
without cheese on top.
I need like just like raw broccoli. The day that
Broccoli, yeah.
raw broccoli becomes
Broccoli.
delicious, you're like, what is wrong with me?
That is your adult sign. You get up and you think to yourself, man, you know what I want for lunch today? I want a salad. I want fresh veggies. I just want some cut fresh veggies. I don't need ranch. I don't need extra. I just want the broccoli and carrots. I'm good, thank you. A little bit of cauliflower. Excellent.
Still not big on cauliflower.
I like cauliflower more than broccoli raw. Does that make sense?
I just don't like cauliflower in any form. Just like I'll
That's
eat it, but I'd rather not.
fair. Hey, I love yellow cut beans, yellow cut wax beans. I hate green beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like green beans. I will actively avoid green beans. Don't like them. I will pick them out of things. They're why? There's no difference. But if they're yellow, I'll eat them. There's no logic. There's no logic there. There's
Yeah, because they're the
none.
same.
They the same bloody bean. Doesn't matter. To my brain, yellow is tasty, green is not. Just in bean format.
All right. I'll file that one away under weird food preferences of friends that won't kill them.
Won't, no. Well, and I don't even mention it because it's just, what? It's not even a texture. It's just, I just don't like them. It's like,
it's just a stupid thing.
It's just a dumb thing that I don't like. It makes no sense, but I know I don't like them, so I don't opt for them. So everyone's like, oh, what we're doing for veggies and stuff. I always go carrots, because carrots are fairly non-offensive. Most people like carrots. I love carrots. I don't say mushrooms. I always put mushrooms
at the top of the list. Mushrooms are so polarizing. I didn't realize.
Mushrooms are polarizing. Oh my God.
I love mushrooms.
Mushrooms are great, but not everybody agrees. It's okay. So I was going like, oh, I'll make some carrots. And they're like, oh, carrots. They're like, you can do it with beans. I'm like, sure, but I don't have any beans. And nobody thinks about it. Like, nobody stops to go, Jocelyn, is the person who eats primarily vegetarian and vegan food, why don't you have green beans? Nobody asks me why I don't have green beans. Nobody asks me why I never have asparagus. For the record, I'm not a huge green bean fan, and I'm not a huge asparagus fan. They taste fine. I just don't like them. But I almost always have, I always have carrots, cauliflower, broccoli, mushrooms, eggplant, bell peppers, peas. Always have peas in the house. There's always peas in this house. I love me.
Fresh peas. Frozen peas are gross. Fresh peas are great.
Listen, when it's wintertime, frozen peas are your only option. In the summertime, the moment the fresh peas hit the markets, they're the only peas I eat. But I have to wait till they're in season.
Something about frozen peas, they taste like the package they came out of.
Yeah, frozen peas are not my great. They're fine. I'll eat them. It's not the end of the world. But it's like tomatoes. Like in the winter, I do diced tomatoes. In the summer, I only eat fresh. Like it just depends on the time of year it is, right?
I'm so lucky to live in a place with greenhouses and I can get fresh tomatoes at the farmer's market all year round.
A bonus, hey? Well, my allergies continue to kick my butt because it's early spring. We need to get started because you have 7 projects and I have 6. We're going to be here for like a hot second. So you get to go first. Okay.
I guess I'll start with the thing that I'm working on while we record. I am so freaking close to being done this sock. Like, I will probably finish this cuff while we're recording today.
Oh, good.
So I've just done 2 rows of contrast color, and I think I'll do maybe 4 more rows of the main color and call it a day. Cast off and call it a day.
Yeah.
And that'll be it for sock number 1 in There's Coffee in That Nebula from Fireweed Fabrico. Ooh,
finally!
And then I get to start the second sock, because I'm doing this one at a time. Ignore this progress keeper. It is not accurate to what I've done this week.
That's fine.
And it's just a vanilla toe-up sock with a fish lips kiss heel. That is my preferred heel. It's a $1 pattern on Ravelry, and I highly... Bless you.
Normie, guys. It's allergies. It's just going to happen the whole episode.
And I highly encourage the purchase of the fish lips kiss heel, because it's great and explains how to get nicely fitting socks.
Okay.
That's about all I have to say about that. I don't know. It's a sock. What do you want?
It's a sock. There we go.
What do you want? I don't know. I did a bit of contrast, so the cuff like is coordinating, and now I'm done. It's beautiful. Ta-da.
You're happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little more magenta and purple in person. It's very blown out with these lights on camera.
True. Your camera situation blows out a lot of stuff.
It does. It's because I've got the light on the camera, but that's the best place I've got to put a light.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I look great.
So it doesn't
matter.
I'm holding
it back here, and that's a little more accurate for the color.
As long as Diana looks good. That's what counts, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, your turn. Or is it my turn again? I don't know.
Nope.
Somebody take a turn.
You've got 7 to 6, so I get to go.
Where's my snips?
Questions I cannot answer for you. Over there in the corner.
No, I found them. They were here.
I'm making slow progress on my scrappy VT shirt. I am working my way through the 2 inches of body in color 3. So I have color A as my black. At the top here at the ribbing, and it's the only colorway name I remember. Red Wing Blackbird. These are all Air and a Fiery Fabrico colors. So these are all fingering weight. So her sock yarn, her sweet pea sock yarn, because I love her sweet pea sock yarn so much. So slowly but surely, I continue to make progress on the body. I am doing the sleeves at the same time. So I'm doing each color in the sleeve as I go, because I Because I am making this like a scrappy shirt project, I want to make sure that the sleeves match and I have enough yarn for everything. So I want elbow length sleeves because that's what I tend to wear in the summer. And it's not like it's going to take me very long. Like, whew, we're already part of the way to the elbow. So I'm going to do that, but I need to measure color three before, sorry, color four. Before I go all the way across and do like 2 inches on the sleeve and 2 inches on the body, and 2 inches on the other sleeve, so I know how much yarn I'm using up gram wise every 2 inches, because I need to keep enough of this Red Wing Blackbird, which is color one, set aside for cuffs and hem. So I think I'm okay, given that I have long arms. That's fine. I'm nearly 6 feet tall. I should have long arms, or it would look weird. I think I'm okay to do a 1-inch stripe of the Red Wing Blackbird and then do another color repeat. So colors two, three, and four. And then do the cuffs for my sleeves. And then that should give me enough, hopefully, if I'm estimating, I'm weighing to double check my math, is what I'm doing. If my estimation by simply holding the ball of yarn before and after when it's done and going, it's about this much, is correct. Or even close, I should have enough to continue 1-inch stripes down the body every time I come to color one instead of the 2-inch stripes. So it'll be a 2-inch stripe in colors two, three, and four, and a 1-inch stripe in color one. And then I'll have enough for the hem at the bottom. Or I'll be so close that I have to start the hem in color, four, and then move into color one to finish the hem. That's what I'm ideally hoping for. For me, as a general rule of thumb, it takes 4 skeins of fingering weight yarn to make my size of sweater. That's just how it works. I make a 40-inch bust, even though I am a 52-inch bust. I am comfortable and prefer negative ease and fit. So I go by my upper bust measurement, which is 47 inches. And for anybody who's doing the math, yeah, that's a very large cup size. it is no cheap thing to house my babes. So that's going on. I am very excited. I love V-neck. I don't think there's enough V-neck patterns out there at all. And so far, this has been a delight to make. So I'm hoping it turns out as good as it looks like it's turning out right now. And I want to wash it. I want to block it. I want to have it on my person. Because if it is as comfortable as it feels like it's going to be, and it fits the way I hope it fits, I will immediately cast on a second one. I'm hoping that this is like a staple, like the Wood Woes that I have that I love so much. I'm hoping this works out as a staple, right? Because there's nothing saying I can't do it all in one color.
True.
I've got individual skeins of brightly colored yarn that I like putting together. So that is what I'm working on as we go. I don't know any of the other colors. I really should ask Erin the next time I see her in person. Oh, though, guys, we have a coupon code.
Yeah.
Save yourself 10%. It's Northern Knits 10, so Northern Knits 10. On the Fireweed Fiber Co. website, like, save yourself some money when you're buying yarn. And she's got new bases, so you're welcome. So good. Oh, we could show off May's color.
We can.
We are totally going to do that later. We're going to show off May's club colors because we
Okay.
got two different bases this year. All right. It is your turn again, my dear. I'm done talking about the thing that we're going to hear about for ages because I need 22 inches of body. Oh my God,
Right.
I'm so tall.
I have a quick thing. No, last whip sprint. So last month's whip sprint, I started the jelly roll blanket. Ooh, come here.
Away she went. It's so tiny.
It's so tiny. I'm gonna make it a blanket scarf. So I'm going to make this strip so that it goes from one knee up around my neck down to the other knee,
Okay.
and then just do as many strips as I want it to be wide. I don't know how many that'll be. So
Gotcha.
this is a long-term project. And I'm just going to alternate between light and dark bits and bobs of fingering weight yarn that I have in my little tin of fingering weight leftovers from socks.
The best part is that is such TV knitting, it's not even funny.
It's great. I cast on 20 stitches, and then you just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and garter stitch till it's long enough, which is as long as you feel.
Oh, so good. So good.
And then eventually, at some point, I'll learn how to do the join as you go with the next strip. But you know, I have a long way to go.
You got a ways, which is good.
And at some point, I'm going to put this on better needles that are not just interchangeable with needle stoppers stuck on the end.
Okay.
I'm sure I must have some free 2.75 millimeter needles that are not interchangeable with needle stoppers. I must have a better choice. There must be a better option.
If you
I will
don't,
find
then
it.
Just go buy yourself one.
I'm so certain I do, because that's my sock knitting gauge, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. What are my sock needles?
Aren't your socks 2.25?
Yeah, they are. You're right. I'm sure I have some somewhere, or like a shorter cord or something. The situation will improve as we go along.
All right. I've seen how long you will put off getting a tool that works properly and sort of just putter along with a tool that you don't, that isn't ideal
Wait
for the
till
situation. So
you
I'm not
see my
holding,
makeshift lazy Kate.
I'm not holding my breath on this one, guys. I'm not holding my breath on this one. All right.
Just you wait.
I
It gets worse.
I know you, so yeah, I know. All right, let's go over the thumbnail thing. Diana has been casting on like crazy, and I love a good cast on Itis. She's tempted me. A couple of blanket options. So I'm using the I can cast on a new blanket for myself when I'm done my granny square blanket as my carrot, my stick. So I made the first half of a pillow, and if anybody pillowcase, everyone's like, Dawson, this is very long for a pillowcase. You are correct, it is. I'm not a tiny human. I will never be a tiny human. I'm okay not being a tiny human. What I love are these super, super firm king size pillows. I love the super firm king size pillows. I am the human who would have a canopy bed and 40 pillows on my bed plus stuffies. Like, I am approximately 8. I'm a girl.
Yeah,
I'm an
no, I
8.
can't.
I want a princess bed.
No.
I love it. I never outgrew that. I never outgrew that.
No, I am the bare minimum of actually useful pillows. Nothing decorative. Cannot be bothered.
I am a 4 pillow minimum bed per person kind of human.
One pillow. One
Four.
pillow
I
each
have
human.
four. I have four pillows
If
for
you're a
me.
guest, you get two.
I have four pillows for me. I have spare pillows for guests because those four pillows are mine. I need a pillow for my knees. I need a pillow for my cat. And I need like at least two pillows for myself.
So
I'm
one's the
aware.
cat pillow.
I am aware of the thing. So I am using the template of a older pillowcase that I'm going to recover. And this will obviously drape wider than that, which is fine. But it will be sewn down, so the cotton isn't going to stretch out. So I need to make two more rows to finish the pillow, or one more row to finish the pillow. I don't know yet. I do a row at a time, and then I lay it on the pillow, which is laying flat, and I go flat, and I go, yay, nay. I think I might be fine with one more strip and then like just like a little bit of a border. And then it'll fit fine. So I will figure that out as I go. But I need to get pillowcases done, and I need to get the last two long strips done, and then I'm allowed to cast on a new blanket.
Okay.
See how that works? And since I've been avoiding working on this for like a month since I put it down, I saw that 10-stitch blanket you're going to talk about later, and I immediately picked this up and said, finish it so you can start that blanket. Apparently that's all I needed. Okay, cool, whatever.
All right. Well, since we were just mentioning the 10-stitch blanket, I suppose I can talk about that.
Oh, so good.
So, I didn't start this during whip sprints yesterday. I only talked about it because something in the conversation reminded me of it. And then it just grabbed me and it dug its fingernails in and it just wouldn't let me go.
And later in the message in the Discord, so Patreon members have a Discord that they can chat with us in. I just later in Discord, she's like, I may have done this. I was like, thanks. It's like 9 o'clock at night, my time. I go to bed at 10 and now I'm looking at a blanket pattern and I...
So, like, this didn't exist 24 hours ago. And now we're at this point. You know?
Yep.
Like, it dug its nails in and wouldn't let me go. So I'm using up my worsted and DK weight superwash scraps to make a 10 stitch blanket, which is just 10 stitches, garter stitch back and forth with mitered corners, join as you go.
Oh.
It's a free pattern. I'll link it in the show notes. I'm using a 5 millimeter
It's in,
needle.
A lot of languages. It's in a lot of languages.
It's in a lot of languages. It's a pattern from, I think, 2008.
Eight? Yeah, it's an older pattern, but oh, so good.
So,
Yeah, because you were debating between that and the log cabin, which is a slightly
yeah.
different construction.
So, you know, that's where that's at. And it didn't even exist 24 hours ago. And it's just all I want to do, and I can't. I don't know. I don't know what happened, so I'm just going to roll with it and wind up with half a blanket. Like, I don't think I have enough scraps to actually make a blanket the size that I want, because I'm thinking, like, picnic blanket, they can fit at least two or three people on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have enough scraps to do that.
When the heck have you gone picnicking?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
But there's the odd time where, it's not necessarily for a picnic, but just like the beach blanket, the picnic blanket, the
that an
like, I don't
option?
know, take pretty pictures in the backyard blanket. Like, you just.
Had I known you were a picnic person, we would have been going for picnics for years. I love a good picnic.
Anyway, 10 stitch blanket, it's going great. Because apparently that's all I want to do right now is work on a blanket out of the scraps that I probably don't have enough of.
Listen, work through all the scraps you have, set it down, and that should inspire you to make more scraps, which means you'll get some more projects done.
So it's superwash for now, but I've also separated out my non-superwash scraps.
That's fine.
So
It's all wool.
we shall see, because it's a giant blanket. I'm throwing it in the washing machine.
That's
And
fine.
I probably wouldn't throw it in the dryer anyway, except maybe on fluff, maybe.
I'm just thinking, I've got that extra large tote of acrylic worsted scrap.
I thought about acrylic too, but I think that's going to have to be a separate blanket, because I don't
Well,
think the fabrics will play nice.
no, like a wool and acrylic are different care instructions. So like wool acrylic blends get interesting, but
I
I'm
have some wool
thinking.
acrylic blend that I don't know if I want to include or not.
I abandoned making like a bulky granny square blanket for my niece for her graduation next year because I wanted something that was like a little less quite so use case only winter time. But I'm liking that idea of the 10 stitch blanket for her grad next year. And
Goes fast.
she specifically requests acrylic because she likes to use a washer and dryer. Let's continue on the party train. Party train of boring knitting Jocelyn has to get through.
Boring knitting.
More tubes. Here's another tube. This tube will be a t-shirt. This tube will be a t-shirt made out of linen. This tube will be a t-shirt made out of this really pretty kind of gray charcoal-y colored linen. One's a blue gray, one's a charcoal blue. Listen, they're moody colors. They're dark. I don't know what colors what. It's Barocco, it's Indigo. It doesn't have a color name. Barocco doesn't name their things. So I've got a
Dark
number.
and darker.
Dark and darker. So I have been working slowly on the body. I am now out of all of the scraps from crochet projects of past days. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Ow. That hurt. But slow progress is being made. I do not ever bother to measure my shirts when I'm knitting the body till I'm past my elbow. I'm not even at my elbow yet. I'm still 4 inches away from my elbow. So I did get a little more than 2 inches done again this week. So slow and steady progress, because this is a fairly tight weave. I really just want to be able to wear it like a shirt. Like I want to put on a, I want to put on a bra, and then I want to put this on and go. So I have a bit of a tight weave. Because the linen will relax, obviously. So, slow and steady progress has been made. It's looking like, I'm not going to say for sure, but I might be able to have sleeves. This might be a shirt, not a tank top.
Ooh.
So, again, we're going bottom up with no pattern. just a little garter bump on the bottom here, because I wasn't going to put ribbing. Oh, anytime I can avoid ribbing. I want a V-neck, and it's either a V-neck tank top or a V-neck shirts, T-shirt, words. English, good. So glad it's the only language I speak. I'm such an expert. But I need 20 to 22 inches of body length from the underarm to hit my hip bones properly. So I decided to do the body first because I wasn't sure how much yard I would have.
That's reasonable.
I opted for that, which is the slowest and longest part for me since obviously it's a lot of knitting. So
I
once I
get
get
to
up to
do
my
cast
underarm,
off.
excellent. Once I get up to the underarms, I will then make the call because I'm going to need like 50 grams to do the V-neck shaping and the neckband area. And again, I'm not going to do anything fancy. There's going to be no ribbing. It's just going to roll at the top, and I'm going to have that little tiny baby garter hem on sleeves if I get sleeves to match the hem, the little baby garter hem on the bottom of the body. But I'm hoping, like, the ideal hope goal is a V-neck t-shirt with elbow-length sleeves in the linen. That's the hope. And we'll see if I get there. Because, again, tight gauge, so my yardage requirements are varied and different than what I'm used to. I'm going to blow my
I
nose
wish you
and
luck in your
then.
endeavor.
Okay. I'm going to blow my nose and then you're up. That was my third project. You should be on four.
I have not been keeping track. Okay.
Hot damn, my nose. All right. Next.
I did a little crochet this week. Because apparently I picked up absolutely everything.
You did pick up everything. Hot dang.
Oh
Oh,
no,
that
no, no,
licorice
no,
tea
no,
is
no,
so
no.
good.
Come here, come here, come
So
here.
good.
So you know those crochet lounge pants?
Put some work on your legs.
I did. So it's getting there. You can't.
Hey, you got
I
like a
can't wear
walking
it.
short.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I said short, not shorts. Two
There we go.
legs. You got a leg.
I got a leg. Yeah, it's let's get that actually even. There we go. It's almost down to my knee.
Yeah, walking short leg.
It's got this fun stitch on the bottom here now where it's got all these like shells and then
Oh, that is
it like
cute.
is filled in the background, and it's very interesting with the random color change in there.
Well,
So that's fun.
you're using a gradient yarn, so that doesn't surprise me. What are those colors again?
This is the Karen Anniversary Cake in Sticks and Stones, I believe.
Okay, so grays, browns, creams.
Yeah, it's dark gray, light gray, or like dark, medium, and light gray, and then like a mustard yellow and a brown.
For all those people who listen to us and don't watch us.
Yep, and it's got all these fun textures. This is very texture.
I like this pant pattern.
It's very fun. So these are crochet lounge pants by Mermaid Cat Designs. And they're gonna match a sweater that I made several months ago at this point because I just decided I needed to whip out a car cocoon cardi at some point. And then these pants are gonna match it, so I'm gonna have a full matching lounge suit, and I'm very unreasonably excited.
I'm not. I think it's gonna be great for the fall. Oh, that hurt a
You're a
lot. Okay.
reasonable amount of excited, not an unreasonable amount of excited.
I am a reasonable amount of excited, not an
I am an
unreasonable amount
unreasonable
of
amount of
excited.
excited.
Yowzes.
Anyway, I
You did
only
that
did like
thing
3 rows on it this week, but
where you injure your
still
finger
progress.
and you think to yourself, I'm not gonna hurt that finger again because I just hurt it. So I'm not gonna do that again.
But then you do it again
Oh, I
a
just
lot.
re-stabbed an injured finger. I have an
Yeah.
owie.
I have a paper cut that I'm currently aggravating with my yarn management, so
Oh, you
I'm
know what I'm
right there
talking
with
about.
you.
That was painful. Okay, you're not the only one who's been doing a little cast-on-itis issues this week. I too have been casting on things, perhaps not with quite so much a wild abandon.
Yeah, wait till we get to spinning. There's been much happening.
But there has been some casting on. I grabbed a bunch of literally scrap yarn skeins No, I don't know what they are. I mean, some of it's impeccable, some of it's red heart, some of it's burnout. Just from the feel, I can tell what it is. This is impeccable. I just know that it's impeccable. But I don't always know. And I was watching Laura of the corner of Knit and Tea, which I've done for years. I enjoy her podcast. I have for a very long time now. And she, well, slowly getting back into knitting. She got diagnosed with tendonitis. So she's had to be very careful and take breaks to get back on it. Like, healing is slow and it's boring and it's fun. Like, there's a whole thing with it. She started making some garter stitch scarves, and she did it the long way. So she cast it on like 300 stitches, and then she knit the whole length of the scarf till it was as wide as she wanted. And I was like, oh, I love that idea so much. Oh, I love that idea so much. She did one row and then changed colors every row. And then automatically had a built-in fringe happening.
Nice.
And I am literally just doing what she did. I am happy being a follower. I don't always need to be a leader. And I'm doing the same thing. So I'm very, very slowly. Just whenever I need a break from pattern design work or anything else, I just pick up and knit a row. And I did some work on this on one of the whip sprints this past Saturday. I'm a little over 2 inches now. Just a smidge over 2 inches. And I think I'm gonna go till it's like 6 inches wide. That's like a nice wide scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no
Sounds good.
idea how long 300 stitches is gonna be for me when I'm done. I will find out when I'm finished. However, it does use conveniently one of these wonderfully long corded needles you bought me. So this is one of those like super long, this cord is doubled right now. Like, the cord is doubled, and I'm like across the screen and I'm leaning this thing so it's
Oh, yeah,
pulling
one
in
of those like
frame.
40, 60-inch cords or
Yeah,
something.
it's like one of those daft, but it works great. So I got a strand of purple, I got a couple strands of blue, I've got a sparkle gray, white, black, red heart roll with it yarn in here too. I've got a black yarn, I got some dark blues. I think I just stayed away from the reds, and then I grabbed like four color random colors in the blue, purple, and then black with like that one sparkle yarn. And that's all I'm doing. That's it. I love it. There's no thinking. I enjoy that there's no thinking. And I can pick it up and put it down, and it does not care. It does not care. Wow, did I really stab my finger bad? It's throbbing. So that's one of the things I just started this week, because I needed something that wasn't braining. Because oh my God, the volume of braining I'm doing right now is very brainy.
So the knitting is unbrainy.
I need some. I'm happy I'm at Roundy Roundy Knitting, and I set it up so I'd be at Roundy Roundy Knitting, because I think right now, what is it? I have three sweater patterns, two shawl patterns, and I need to get a color work hat set for winter on the needle shortly. So I like have some 8 to 12 patterns in my brain right now. They've been backlogging for a bit, so I need to start like getting them out there. That's a lot
Yeah,
of brain.
you're gonna run out of brain space.
I am currently needing to either expand my memory slots and plug in an extra terabyte drive, or I need to start getting some things offloaded. So that's what's happening.
Let's start with this here spinning wheel that's on the table that is currently attached to the saddest. Let me show you this lazy Kate situation because I don't actually. I'm trying to ply some plies together. I finished spinning the plies on Esmeralda, but she doesn't want to spin the other direction. She only really does clockwise. So I'm plying on my electric eel wheel, but I didn't have a lazy Kate. So my situation is a wine
My
box with a couple of
God.
knitting needles stabbed in the sides. This is not a good solution. This is all I had.
Oh
It's
my
not a good
God.
solution. I do not recommend it.
Okay. Can
So,
we put buy a proper lazy Kate on your wish list with the steamer?
yes.
Okay. Can we do that? Is that an option?
Yeah. Lazy Kate is very much on the list.
Mine is to find a new ball winder.
Scooch, scooch. Anyway,
A
the
good ball winder.
plying, aside from my stupid Lazy Kate situation, plying's going pretty well.
Oh,
Look at
good.
that pretty yarn.
Oh, that's going along nicely. I like that.
I
What
had
fiber braid
spun.
was that? Do you even remember at this point?
I think it was some superwash merino in Imaginary Friend from the fire Fiber Festival, the
Manitoba.
Manitoba Fiber Festival a few years ago. It's got some. Well, this end is all white and red, obviously, but on the other end, it's got green and blue. And I was hoping that I spun them in roughly equal amounts so that I would get a gradient at the end of it. It's kind of sort of working out that way.
Perfect. Doesn't need to
So,
be.
you know, learning. We're learning. But
Oh.
it's all squishy. Squish,
Didn't know
squish,
it.
squish. I don't think this is all going to fit on one bobbin, is going to be my next problem. I don't think it's all fitting
Well,
on one bobbin.
step one.
Fortunately, I have a second blank bobbin, so this might be a two cake kind of a deal.
That's
We'll
fine.
see. We will see.
You'll find out soon enough.
We will indeed. So
I'm
that's what
excited for
that
this.
spins at.
I'm so in my Jack bag. Jack! God, I love Halloween. I shoved some skeins of DK White yarn. I shoved some skeins of Barocco in a dark teal DK White yarn. Check out the teal. So pretty!
Very pretty.
And then at the spring equinox, I got mad. Not a shock. I have opinions. I'm loud about like 90% of them. I'm comfortable with sharing my opinion with people and them not agreeing with me. It's not a concern for me. Doesn't stress me out any. And I hate it. Hated, hated. Got on the soapbox, hated. Person who designed a cute, cute crop sweater that I wanted to make. And I'm not a huge crop sweater. Like, you have to do something very specifically cute for me to want to make a crop sweater. It's not a thing I feel that I need a lot of, right? In my life. I saw a super cute crop sweater. So I clicked through. I was like, yes, this would be a perfect spring knit, a crop sweater to go with my summer dress, right? A little bit of light layering. This is all totally on theme. It's great. No, it was only a cropped sweater if you were a size small through medium. If you were a large through 3XL, it was a shapeless hip length sweater. Totally different sweater. And
That's
sometimes
not remotely the same thing.
I want the relaxed mom cardigan. I'll make a relaxed mom cardigan. I have some wonderful things that drape on my shoulders, hang straight down to my hips, and that's what I want at the time. I was looking at a super fitted cute cropped cardi. I wanted a super fitted cute cropped cardi. They weren't going to offer it to me in my size because what? I'm too big for a super fit cropped cardi? I don't think so. No,
No.
not acceptable.
That's the no.
So I spent the first chunk of our spring equinox, which is currently going on the spring equinox craft with us because it runs till the summer solstice starts, right?
Look at us both working
I
on it.
did swatches. I did lots of swatches. I did so many swatches. Swatches for days. And then I did a math. And then I did a lot more math. And then I did some extra math. And then I was like, can I do this in the round? I could, but oh my God, that was a nuisance to write out. And then I was like, meh, I want custom ability. So I'm going to do it flat. So I have the start of my back panel with textured stripes, hence all the stitch markers on here, because I'm using the stitch markers to tell me when to switch from one from plain stockinette knit versus the texture stitch. Because I don't want to count to 11 repetitively. So I just put stitch markers in. And I wrote the instructions saying, put stitch markers in, because nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that. That's dumb. Don't do that. And I gauged it from 32 to 62, because everybody deserves a pretty freaking cute cropped cardi. They just do. They just do. And then I put in this super subtle honey-slipped honeycomb texture stripe vertically, because people have serious opinions on horizontal stripes. I do not have serious thoughts on horizontal stripes. I think if you want to wear a stripe, wear a stripe. That's the end of my thought on that. But I know for some people it's a comfort thing. So we've got stockinette stripes vertically. We've got honey slip stitch honeycomb stripes vertically. And I puzzled out in my brain and I wrote it out how to do it so when the stripes come up, they stay facing the same direction when they go down the sleeve.
This is important.
Which is important. It's done in pieces. I don't want to hear any complaints about seaming, because then it's customizable to the extreme. which I want it. Like, I want my patterns as size inclusive as I can do math wise,
Dots and
reasonably.
needles.
Oh, good. And I want
That
it
was
so
nothing.
that you've got some structure built into it, a little bit of hand sewing, nobody's going to die, and that you can make your armholes as big as you need them to be. You can have your back length the length you need it to be. You can have your front lengths the length they need to be. You've got, it's just an ease of customization for everybody. Does that
That
mean there's
makes
purling? Yeah, there's
sense.
purling, whatever. Again, purling, like seaming, no one's going to die. If I can do ribbing, everybody else can do a little bit of hand sewing.
But
Okay.
purling, I no, I don't know. I don't have
That's
an issue with
fabulous.
purling.
So I started this and I've gotten through 2 4-row repeats of the slip stitch honeycomb. And I was like, oh my God, I have so much back to make. I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, Jocelyn, you're making your cropped cardi because you have 3 skeins of VK weight yarn. I need 6 to make a full length cardi. I don't actually have that much back panel to make because I'm not making it for the whole length of my back. I only need this to go below the boobies. I mean, admittedly, that's still like, 12 inches. That's fine. That's not the point. The point is it's not 20 plus inches.
This is
So
good.
I was like, oh, it's going to be forever. It's not going to be forever. It's not going to be forever. I can, and I am, and I have set the goal. I want to be done my back panel at the end of this week because it is an easy pattern. I have set it all up. I've done the math. And I need to get it done because I want to get my front panels done. And I want to be able to wear this. And since I've decided what I'm doing for the Summer Solstice Challenge, I really need to get this finished. And I have till the 21st. Can I do the whole cardigan for the 21st? I mean, I don't have buttons, but we've never really counted finishing for the finishings. So maybe?
How much sleep is it gonna have?
Elbow length sleeves.
Okay. It's doable.
Specifically for a purpose. This very specific purpose, a very defined purpose. I am in my 40s. I still love tattoos. I have several tattoos. And I am at the point where I am ready to commit to sleeves, tattoo sleeves, like a half sleeve. I also work with humanity. And tattoos are another one of those things that people have a lot of opinions about. I think tattoos are glorious and gorgeous and a beautiful piece of artwork and wonderful. But I know they are not everyone's cup of tea. So sometimes for some groups and some people, my life just goes easier if they don't know I'm tattooed. And I currently have a tattoo in my elbow. But I want a sleeve.
Me
I mean,
too.
at some point you're going to see them. Like if you know me, you're going to see them. You'll just see the tattoos. That's fine. Not the end of the world to me, but I do want to get half sleeves at some point. So it's time to start filling in my arms, right? So that means if I want to be able to walk into those places with the people who have opinions on tattoos that are not my opinions on tattoos, and not have to deal with dumb questions. I already walk around with a blind lady stick. I get enough dumb questions in a day. I do not need to be accumulating more. Do not need to be accumulating more dumb questions. I'm just going to start making some elbow length sleeved summer garments. And that includes a crop cutty. Which again, I was so delighted to remember this morning that I don't have to go down the whole length of my back. I just have to be longer than my boobs. Woohoo!
Yeah, it's great.
Woohoo!
Crop things are amazing.
So excited for that. Well, I'm going to make a ton of them. No, no, I'm not. Will this have a functioning button band? Yes, yes, it will. Does that mean I have to find buttons? Also, yes. Does that mean I really need to be done that back panel before I go to bigger in the early part of June? Absolutely, because I will be near Prairie Lily Knitting, and my God, she has pretty buttons. Also, I will literally be in bigger Saskatchewan for the bigger Fiber Festival. I might find buttons there. At the very least, I'm going to get to hang out with Midnight Cravings and Aaron Fire Week, because I'm going to be with Aaron at Fire Week Fiber Coast Booth. So, like, at the very least, I get to go hang out with a whole bunch of knitting yarn friends. So, like, I'm super stoked about that. But maybe I can get some buttons. Apparently, Saskatoon's got another yarn store. So, like, I might have to go check that out too if I've got time.
Ooh, rival yarn stores?
They'll be up to 3 at this point.
Dang, how'd they get 3?
Oh, because there's a lot of crafters out there, I guess. I don't know. They also have some lovely independent local fabric shops. So you and I need to talk, because if we're going to do some hand sewing challenges, and I love the idea that you want to do some hand sewing, I would like to be able to buy some linen from some local fabric stores to support the local.
Absolutely. I am down for that.
I don't know if you consider that good news or not, but I do.
All right, let's continue with stuff on table. I got a supported spindle at the Knit City Toronto, and I started spinning. I was like, because the practice fiber at the festival was not like combed top, it was just some like floof. So I was dug through my stash of fiber trying to find something where the fibers were not all aligned, because that seemed like it would work better for this. And I did. I found it because I was pretty sure I had something. And I did indeed have some Romney in a like, the fibers are not all aligned. It's not like a combed top. It's just a like a roving.
Which is what you
But
wanted.
it's somewhat pre-drafted, so this is absolutely perfect for my purposes.
Good.
So I have 100 grams of Romney sheep from Twin Oaks Farm, from the sheep named Grape.
From the sheep named Grape?
Yeah, it says on the tag the sheep's name was Grape.
That is
Grape the
freaking
Romney sheep.
cute.
So
I'm
I'm very
at.
excited about the spin, and when I get a little bit better at it and don't swear at it every approximately 45 seconds, I will start making reels.
Oh, good.
Because it looks really good when you get into the flow of it, but I'm not good enough to flow yet. But it's coming. I can feel it coming.
Good.
But we're a little ways off.
We're ways off still. That's fine.
Give me a week or two, and then might get some nice spinning flow videos.
Oh, excellent. Good. I want some spinning flow videos. I was just checking. I'm at an inch and three quarters. I need 2 inches. I need a
So
quarter of an
close.
inch. And then I can
Almost
switch
done leaving
colors.
in the ends on the sock.
Oh, lovely.
I
All
know it doesn't look like it because I haven't trimmed them, but we're almost done.
right. All right, I got one more cast on for the week. Yay, cast on.
Hey,
There's gonna be
cast
so many
on.
cast ons. There's just so much work going on right now. I want a summer top. And we're back to the
Okay.
problem where I have very specific desires in my clothing. And I am comfortable with my desires in my clothing. And one of them is one of those toss over top of a tank top when you need to go somewhere with capris. And I have capris or skirts, but probably capris and my mom's sandals. And just go. Just go. But you want something that's just a touch classier than a tank top capris situation. I am no longer 16. I am comfortable being slightly classier than a tank top capris situation. And I don't necessarily want it to be a crop top. Again, not in my teens. I do enjoy a good crop top, but for the house. I'm not a wear crop top outside kind of human. I'm also, guys, I don't wear blue jeans. I don't wear sweatpants out of the house. I don't, like, there's a lot of things I don't do because I am uncomfortable and I do not like the idea of. I believe leggings should not be worn as pants. Like, I've got a lot of old school notions in my brain pan, and I'm comfortable with my old school notions in my brain pan. I also believe that dresses are the easiest and most comfortable pieces of clothing any human can wear on the planet. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. It's essentially a long t-shirt and you go out the door. One and done. Folks, one and done. Huge fan. However, I will occasionally go to farms. I will occasionally sit puppy sit my sister's dogs. I will occasionally go run around and chase small humans. I am a friend with people with small humans. I will occasionally go and do things that require me to bend and contort in strange directions and or manners. And on those days, I tend to wear capris because my life is just easier if I'm not also answering dumb questions about wearing dresses and skirts while doing so. It's fine. What I want is a shirt to go on top of my capri tank top combination situation. You know? But all of you look at summer tops, like the super drapey, open weaved, I am not meant to be worn alone kind of tops. And they're all boxy.
Yes.
Yes, they're all very, and they all, okay, that's a style shape. It's not a style shape I like, but that's fine. And then they all put like lace at the
Done.
bottom. Oh, good. And they all put lace at the bottom. I'm like, I do not want to highlight my midriff. Thank you. If I did, I'd wear crop tops. And I would highlight that midriff. I don't know how to do that. I want a semi-fit, drop shoulder, toss on and go shirt.
Okay, sorry.
You're I'll showing off your now. Socks?
Yeah. I finished the sock. I'm very happy. I'm so pleased with myself.
Good, as you should be.
Okay.
So I grabbed my Estelle confetti or rainbow yarn, which is a cotton acrylic blend. And it goes from like the super dark pink raspberry in the middle out, and it gradiates out to this wonderful light pink white color on the outside. I've had two of these pink cakes for a while now because I got them from Prairie Lily Knitting years ago. And I keep waiting for the right project, and I think I found it. I am going, and I have a cast on edge on straight needles. I have a cast on edge and one row knit on a small garter baby hem so that it doesn't roll up. And I have done my gauge swatches, and I've done my math, and I've mathed out sizes, and I am just going to make what I want. And what I want is that look of the boxy sweater open gaugeness in an overn shirt on something that's a little more fitted. Now, I could just take a boxy pattern and make a very small size, but I don't want to do that math. I don't want to do that math. I don't want to have to then upscale my arm size, and I don't want lace around my waistline. So I'm going to do it in reverse. I'm going to do two rectangular panels, and I'm putting the lace at the top, at the neckline,
Seems
where I
reasonable.
Want my lace. And I'm going to run that lace band down my arm, because that's what I want to do. Because it's a drop shoulder, right? So, like, you already got a little cap sleeve. And then if you want slightly longer sleeves, like I want, I will walk you through those instructions, right? So that's what I'm doing with my cotton. Now, am I super worried about its gauge? No, this thing stretches like a crazy person. So my gauge is going to be so loosey-goosey, but that's what I want. And I couldn't see, and I couldn't find anything that I liked that was like, yes. So me being me, I went, well, I'm just going to make my own. And I was tempted, like there's the lacy boxy where it's like the lace stripes and then the stockinette stripes. It's like Hoki Locatelli does the boxy stuff. Is it Hoki Locatelli who does the boxy?
I think she's among the boxy people, yes.
I don't remember who designs it, but it is called the lacy boxy. Please correct me down below, because I know I might be getting that wrong. And I love it. It's really pretty. I actually had to put on a friend's version, and like she made it with all the ease for her size, and then I put it on and it fit me quite well. But I know I can't be the only person out there that wants this but doesn't want to visually add that much weight to their frame.
See the pretty neon fluff.
And oh god, I love that fluff.
Awkward. There we go. I had troubles
guys,
getting this fluff started.
If you guys don't watch us and listen to us, the maneuvering Diana is trying to do around her microphone with her wheel to tilt at the right angle to show us her spinning. It's a whole thing. It's a production.
It's a whole thing.
Oh my god, okay.
Anyway, yesterday during Whip Sprints, chat picked my neon fiber out of my stash that is normally not in frame, and we started spinning some lovely superwash nylon neon fiber on Esmeralda.
True. Gotta look
my
good.
Antique flax wheel. Let's put that down before pieces fall off. I kept the ball band here. It's from Crafty That Way. Superwash merino and nylon, and the colorway is definitely not edible.
What colors does that fiber braid go through? I mean, obviously you got the neons.
They're all neons, but we go from neon pink,
okay,
through a bit of orange to yellow, through a bit of green to blue, and then we cycle back into the pink.
God, it just sounds
and
like
it's
so
just
much.
All so bright. It's highlighter colors.
Oh
it's
yeah.
So bright.
Oh yeah.
It's
Oh,
delightful.
That's gonna be so good.
It's
good.
Joyful.
Okay.
The spin is joyful.
Good. Ah,
I
lovely.
Don't know what my issues were. I broke so many liters off trying to get it started, but I think I actually got it and we're good now. Esmeralda has a particular weight of yarn, and she spins that weight of yarn and nothing else.
That's fine.
Esmeralda
is
of
an age. She's of an age, and she gets to make these decisions.
Yes. So we came to an agreement, and we're getting fingering weight singles, because that's what she does.
Yes.
Which I guess makes a worsted weight yarn.
When you ply it two or three times, yes. Because if you double ply a finger and you're a DK sport weight
Yeah.
somewhere in there, you ply it. If you do a three ply, then you're sitting around a worsted, Aaron worsted. Depending on how thick your original fingering ply is, right? So, like if you're a light fingering, that'll be different than if you're a heavy fingering.
My
Yada,
age is
yada,
not
yada.
consistent enough.
Yada, 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 yada,
I gotta watch
yada.
some videos about like grist.
Always more
I need some
videos.
more learning. I need to do some more learning, but that's all the stuff. I have two new spins, one new blanket, and I'm halfway through a plying project.
I look forward to the finishes.
And I have and when one finished sock, I have a single finished sock. So, not too bad. Not too bad.
So before we go into the unscripted Patreon ad, it's the end of the month, so we should show the Fireweed Fabrico club
Ah,
yarn for the
yes.
month. May is pretty much finished. We're into the last week. So this month we had 1-800 Elaine, which is all of the yarns this year are Allie McBeal themed, in honor of Aaron's mom who passed away suddenly last year. I'm getting mine on the tweed fingering base.
I'm getting mine
And
on Wild Rye Sock.
so they are different colors, even though they are the same colorway, because different weights and types of yarn dye differently. So mine are much richer and darker than Diana's on the tweed base.
Yeah, mine's sort of like a orangey pinky coral kind of thing going on.
Yeah, and I'm definitely getting a little like I'm still getting pinky coral, but I'm getting a deeper coral, deeper pink color. Not quite as bright as yours.
I love how bright things are on the rye sock.
Oh, the rye
Like they're
sock is
just more
so,
vibrant.
it's just so light compared to the tweed. I love the depth in the tweed, so I'm still happy that I went tweed. So that was what has happened for May, which is good. We
It's very
are
pretty.
huge fans of Aaron of Fireweed Fabrico Co. We're also friends with Aaron of Fireweed Fabrico Co., which helps a bunch. That's why we have a coupon code. She is our yarn dealer of choice. Let us do a Patreon unscripted ad, and then we will quickly cram in where you can find us and information necessary, and then we're done. So Diana's word for today is bridge.
Bridge
Bridge.
is in Bridge the Gap.
Yep, as in let's go over that bridge.
Okay. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only server, which bridges the gap between you guys and us.
Well done. Smooth as butter. Smooth as butter. Oh,
We also have YouTube memberships. We fix them today. Most of
my
weak
God.
series of button clicks,
It's
a lot of
just.
swearing, but we fixed YouTube memberships. So if you need your Stardew
When
Valley fix, that is now available to you.
the person who works in the tech industry thinks it's unintuitive, they're not even going to tell you how annoying that was.
Oh, God.
I was the worst.
It was not a good user
Oh,
experience, let me
it was
tell you.
no, it was not.
And
Oh,
we've
Lord.
figured it out and it works, so there.
That's the important part. Oh man, all of the tier information is listed on Patreon. It is also a great resource if you wish to follow us. We do publish free content as well as paid content, depending on whether you wish to just follow us for free or be a paid member. The tiers obviously explain what you get in all the tiers. If we've set all that up with pretty photos as well too. They took some really nice artful photos for that. What else we got going on? We have the YouTube things. That's going great. We've got a couple of cals. We have the never-ending librarian cal because neither one of us are currently working on our librarian cardigans. So feel free to join us if you wish. Anything librarian themed, colored, or book named counts. It's pretty chill. It's probably going to end up being a year long, guys, given how rushed we feel
How
about these
quickly,
things.
yeah, how quickly we're working on that.
The spring equinox craft with us is down to its final day. The summer solstice will be happening on the 21st of June. As always, the spring equinox, the summer solstice, and the fall equinox present us with the opportunity to do seasonal craft alongs. So while you wrap up your spring equinox craft along, Diane and I are getting ready for the summer solstice craft along, which means panicking about what it is we decided to make for the spring solstice, trying to finish it up really quick, and then figuring out what we're going to cast on for the summer. Having said that, we hope you're having a slightly less stressful time with these things. Because,
We
oh
hope
man,
that your spring crafting schedule is less ridiculous than
than
ours.
ours. Yep, absolutely. As always, if you are able to and willing to, hitting the like button, subscribing, and following us here and on other social media platforms is a great way to stay in touch with us and show us what you're working on. And we trust, enable us. Please constantly
Oh
give us
yes,
new
we're very easy
ideas.
to enable.
We have stashes that need to be knit. We would love some enabling at all times. This is a thing that we both thoroughly enjoy.
I'm apparently in blanket mode. If
I
anybody's,
know.
you
I
know,
know.
throwing
It's
blankets at me.
like at the start of summer. Okay. It's a weird time, but all right, go for
I
it.
don't know. I'm all over the blanket idea.
It's fine. You've got a mug. It says it's fine. You're good. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. The schedule for the month goes up the first of the month, so that's where you can find us at different dates, different times for things that we have scheduled and put into our calendar and said, we will do this thing on this date. I don't think we really have anything else on the go or up in the air at the moment. I think that's it. You can find me at Bigger Saskatchewan on the weekend of the 8th of June. I will be out there for the Bigger Festival with Aaron of Fireweed Fiber Co. And then, Tour de Fleece starts at the end of June, so Diane and I should be starting our prep work for that too shortly. So if you've thought about doing a Tour de Fleece, we join the Corner of Knit and Tea group because it is a choose your own goal situation, which makes us a lot happier. And
Maybe
go
I'll
with that from
actually
there.
participate this year.
That's okay. You were telling people on the Whip Sprints this past Saturday that you had your drop spindles, you were good, or last week's episode. They put down two different types of spindles for you to go check out in the spinning section. So you've already been given more spindles to go look
Oh
at.
no. How, do I not have all the spindles?
Nope. You cannot tell the
Oh
internet
no.
things. The internet will correct you.
Well, this is good. This is how we learn.
How
Talk to
we
the
learn.
internet. The internet talks back.
It does. Boy, does it ever.
You scream into the void. The void screams back.
Occasionally it asks for dinner. Okay, I'm going to go with, we have already had a very long work day and I need to go make some dinner and I have no idea what it's going to be. So I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you,
Don't
don't
forget
forget
to
to knit.
knit.